Sabaton stopped and reversed direction just as something large and heavy thundered down behind him. An instant later, massive metallic footfalls clanged in his wake as Sabaton sprinted down the corridor. Spinning around as he reached the end of the corridor, just past the stacked pipes, he uttered a single word. "Stop!" His voice resonated like it was two voices, one overlaid upon the other, rooting his pursuer to the spot. For the first time, Sabaton got a good look at who was hunting him. He didn't like what he saw, not remotely. Clad in crimson and black, the legionary was festooned in scrollwork. His armor was engraved in scripture. He wore a full-face helm, the visor fashioned into the visage of some creature, one of Lorgar's zealots. Sabaton had no wish to be taken by this man. He knew enough about how the word-bearers tortured and killed their prisoners that even death was not the end of it, but rather the beginning of an eternal torment that threw their immortal soul into jeopardy. To be certain, he had to escape. It was a struggle to hold him. The legionary's will was immense, straining constantly against Sabaton's psychic command as a rabid hound does against the leash. Sabaton's forehead was already layered in sweat. His temples throbbed painfully with the effort of maintaining the mental strength needed to harness this monster. But he only needed a few seconds. He briefly considered using his flechette pistol, but his other weapon was easier to use and fit for the task. He lashed out with his ring, and a bright beam of energy lanced from the digi-laser concealed within, severing the cables, securing the pipes, and sending them crashing down on his pursuer. Sabaton didn't wait to see what happened next. He heard the clash of metal against metal, the grunt of the word-bearer. He knew it wouldn't kill the legionary, but it might give him a few seconds to get away. He ran in the opposite direction, barreling round another junction and straight through a door just beyond it. Confronted by a stairwell, Sabaton only paused long enough to see how far it went up, then took the steps three at a time. Still dizzy from using his psychic ability, he stumbled and hit the wall hard. The impact jolted his arm, and he lost his grip on the cloth bundle, snatching at the air and turning just enough to see it bounce down the stairs and into the darkness. He cursed loudly, but couldn't go back. There was no time. Glanding a measure of additional adrenaline into his system, he pushed forwards, trying to put as much distance between himself and the word-bearer as he could. Head pounding, the extra adrenaline making his heart thump like a cannonade, Sabaton emerged onto an upper floor. It was much more open than the one below, and he suspected it was there for overspill when the lower part of the warehouse got full. There were few places to hide, but he noticed a room at the back of the Spartan chamber that was partitioned off. An overseer's office, he assumed. A row of windows to Sabaton's left looked like they might open easily. If he could reach one, he could scale the roof, drop down into a side alley and... "Who am I kidding?" thought Sabaton. "This is the end of the game." From downstairs, he heard a crash as the legionary pulled himself from the wreckage of the pipes. Thundering up the stairwell, a battered-looking word-bearer burst through the door, spitting fury and taking most of the wall with him. "No more running," he said, advancing with the slow finality of a predator who knew he had caught his prey. Backing up, Sabaton considered his options. Go for the window, and he'd be quickly brought down. He was too weak to stop the legionary psychically for a second time, and the digi-weapon in his ring was still charging. Even at full strength, Sabaton doubted it would trouble power armor. The flechette pistol was even worse at cutting ceramite and adamantium. He was starting to wish he had packed something a little more serious when the word-bearer spoke again. "It will be slow," he said. Light flashed off the blade of a flensing knife clutched in the legionary's left hand, an unspoken promise of pain to come. nowhere left to turn. Something whipped by Sebaton's ear like an arrow loosed from a bow, only much, much faster. The legionary stumbled as if struck. It took Sebaton half a second to realize that he actually had been. A tiny plume of dark liquid had jetted from the legionary's neck. Feebly, the word-bearer reached up with his hand to try and staunch the wound. A second impact hit him in the chest, fast and hard like the first. It put him on his knees, where he wavered for a few seconds before collapsing onto his side. Someone else was in the room with Sebaton, and they had just killed a space marine with the same ease it takes to swat a fly. Equally disturbing was that he had failed to detect their presence. He turned around and saw a hulking figure blocking him. Sebaton backed up. Too late, he realized a second figure had crept up behind him. The blow came swift and hard, with blackness following close behind it.